Rodgers in the 25th century.
And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box.
Buck Rogers, high adventure in the 25th century. A prophecy of the future, for don't forget that although some of the amazing scientific developments you hear about on this program may seem fantastic or improbable, they're all within the realm of possibility according to our present-day knowledge of science and mechanics. Now, as you no doubt remember, Killer Kane and Ardela have set up headquarters on the moon of Saturn called Enceladus. They're organizing a huge space fleet with which they plan to conquer Earth and all the other major planets in our solar system. Meanwhile, Buck and Wilma, hot on their trail, have just reached the Saturnian moon called Themis. And there, from King Nax, they've learned of Kane and Ardela's whereabouts. Now, let's join them. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
Majesty, there's no question about it. The man over on the moon in Enceladus is Killer Kane.
Yes, sir. And his masquerading as Buck here is just to get authority.
Then my calling him by radio just now was a good move.
You bet it was. I recognized his voice the minute he spoke to you. Now, our job is to get on over there and trap him and Ardela before they can find out we're anywhere around.
Do they know you're on their trail, Captain?
No. So we can take time enough to plan carefully.
Take time, Buck? With Dr. Hewer in their hands? Well, look, it'll be nightfall by the time we can get to Enceladus.
Wilma, the only reason we didn't trap them on Earth's moon is because we didn't plan our moves carefully enough.
But think of Dr. Hewer.
You see, Your Majesty, it was down there on our moon that they kidnapped Dr. Hewer. Mm-hmm. If we'd used our heads, we'd have got them instead.
What happened, Captain?
Well, they landed their rocket plane on the moon in plain sight. And we saw it from Earth and went right after them.
I see.
But when we landed beside it, put on spacesuits and went over to it, they jumped out from behind some rocks and flew off in our ship. With Dr. Hewer as their prisoner.
You just now said they don't know you're trailing them. They must have realized you'd lose no time in following them.
Right, but they planted a poison gas generator in the control cabin of this ship. It was only by luck that we weren't done in.
I see. And their belief that you're dead is to your advantage.
Yes, sir. Now, you say that Kane is organizing a huge battle fleet.
All of our Saturnian moons are contributing to it.
That can mean only one thing. Conquest of Earth.
Really?
Now, come on, Wilma. Let's get our heads together and plan how... Hey, where is she?
Hmm? She was here just a moment ago, Captain.
Well, that's funny. Could you have gone into your office here? Wilma?
You're not there, Captain?
Oh, sir. She didn't get back into this rocket ship, did she? Wilma!
I don't believe so, Captain.
There's something screwy about this, King Max. Wilma! Hey, where are you?
Here's our plan for conquest in a nutshell, Ardela.
Right, Kane, go ahead.
In the first place, these Lunarians of Saturn, believing that we're Rogers and Wilma, have practically finished building a space fleet for us.
Mm-hmm. But what about the rocket fuel that was to come from the moon Themis?
All taken care of. King Max called me by radio.
Oh, fine.
Now, the space fleet is the biggest that has ever been assembled in one place. And to make things even better, every pilot in the lot has pledged blind allegiance to Captain Buck Rogers. In other words, to me.
What'd you do? Go out and talk to them?
Not much. You and King Korax are still the only people on all the moons of Saturn who have seen me. And Korax, never having seen Rogers, believes that I'm he.
Well, King Nax tried hard enough to see you.
But he didn't. All I ask is that these people think I'm Rogers until we get our fleet of battle cruisers on the way to Earth. Then I don't care who knows our real identity. What's this?
You're not Captain Rogers at all, sir. Who are you?
Now, wait a minute, Korax. Just what's the trouble?
Well, you've misrepresented yourself. You're not Captain Rogers. And I insist that you tell me who you really are.
Very well. How's that door?
Yes, Captain.
Korax?
Yes?
My name is Kane. Killer Kane.
I've heard of you.
Now, speak up. How did you find out that I'm not Rogers?
By Captain, Killer, that is.
Speak up!
Yes, sir. I sent one of my guards to Themis to check upon the production of rocket fuel, as you suggested.
Well?
The guard is a man who lived on Themis at the time Captain Rogers was here before. when the captain set up our present governmental system.
Yes, yes, go on, go on.
Well, he reported back to me less than 5 minutes ago. And he told me that he saw Captain Rogers land in a rocket plane there on Themis.
What?
Yes, sir.
Kane, we left a poison gas generator in that rocket plane to get rid of him and Wilma.
Lieutenant Wilma Deering is with him on Themis.
That's impossible. They're dead.
Oh, but my guard knew them well when they were here before. And he saw both of them step out of their rocket plane when it landed on the palace roof at Themis.
Where's that guard?
I threw him into prison.
Ha! Good for you.
But only to protect myself.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I realized how deeply I have become involved in this mad plan of yours. Rather than let the guard tell others where and how I've been deceived by you, I put him out of the way.
What do you intend doing now?
I don't know. Anything but continue to assist you in your mad conquests.
You're too late, Korax. You're more involved in this whole scheme than anyone else, even including myself. Now, even if you could back out, you'd be crazy to do so. For by staying with me, you can become one of the most wealthy and powerful men in the whole universe.
What? If only that could be true.
Would you have imagined a few days ago that our space fleet could be made ready for action in such a short time?
No.
But right now, it's the most powerful in the solar system. Any opposition to it, and that means to me, can result in but one thing. Instant and complete annihilation. In other words, Korax, you have no choice in the matter.
Yes, you're right. But I'm glad of it. I've seen what you can do, and I believe you in your promise for wealth and power.
That's the spirit.
I've had my taste of authority in ruling this little moon of Saturn. Now my power will extend throughout the whole solar system.
Absolutely.
After all, we can live only once. Why shouldn't I get what I can for myself? Command me, Kane. I'm at your service.
Korax, we must first rid ourselves of the menace of Buck Rogers. Prepare the space fleet to invade Themis at once.
It shall be done. It shall be done.
Kane, you're marvelous.
I told you these people could be led around by their noses. What's more, if anything goes wrong, we simply pass the buck to Korax.
Kane, with Buck and Wilma around, the chances for something going wrong are plenty.
Yes, I know it. That's why I ordered Korax to have the space fleet made ready. Not to invade Themis, that would be foolish.
I should think so.
The point is that if Rogers doesn't know it already, sooner or later he's going to know that we're here. Therefore, he won't waste much time coming over here. But with our rocket fleet for protection, we'll be more than ready for him when he arrives.
Seems to me, Kane, we have an even more powerful weapon than the rocket fleet.
What?
A certain individual who's lying outside in our spaceship under the influence of the paralysis ray.
Dr. Hewer, of course.
Right.
Have you renewed his dose of the paralysis ray?
Not since just after we got here, but I gave him a mighty heavy shot of it.
Then he'll be all right. And we'll have him right in our hands if Rogers decides to continue.
Doctor, are you all right now? Wilma, how did you get here?
We're in Kane's rocket ship, right back at his headquarters. How do you feel?
Why, pretty good. You must have given me an antidote for the paralysis, right?
Yes. I found it in the laboratory deck of this ship.
Wilma, this has been a nightmare. Kane and Adela have kept me under the influence of the ray practically all the time since they kidnapped you down there on the moon. When we first got here... We're still on the moon in Enceladus, aren't we?
Yes, Doctor. And Kane is in complete charge.
When we first got here, I almost completely recovered consciousness. Adela was right here with the ray projector.
That's terrible.
In spite of the antidote, I still don't feel entirely right.
Just relax for a minute, then you'll feel better.
Well, tell me, how did you get here? Kane said something about a gas generator in the control cabin of that other ship.
It almost got us, but we discovered it before taking off our safety.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
Then we started following Kane's rocket trail.
Oh, so that's how you learned he'd come here to Enceladus?
No, we didn't find that out until we got to the moon thing.
Oh, I see.
But I was afraid Kane would learn that we'd got there and try to get away. That's why I didn't waste any time coming over here to get you before he could do anything about it.
Bless your heart, Wilma. But you've taken a terrible chance.
I know it, Doctor, but I couldn't leave you in their hands any longer.
Thank you, my dear.
Now, I came over here in a tiny space roadster, and it may have been seen. So, if you're feeling better, I'll take the controls of this ship, and we'll go right on back to Themis.
Yes. Yes, we've got
it. You see, by taking this ship, we leave Kane and Ardala without any way of escaping from Enceladus.
Splendid. Let's go immediately.
Right. Here we go.
Here you stay.
Hey. Kane.
Take your hands off those controls, Wilma.
Not much, Kane. You can't...
Shut up. Do as I tell you, or I'll pull the trigger of this rocket pistol.
All right.
Ah. You thought you'd meddle in our affairs again, huh? If you and Rogers and you are here had any sense, you'd have learned long ago to leave us alone. You've stuck your inquisitive nose into our business once too often, Wilma dearie. You managed to escape the gas in your control cabin, didn't you?
Now listen, Kane.
I'm glad of it. Because now you'll set the trap that'll catch Buck Rogers for me.
Kane, listen to me.
Quiet. Adela.
Yes, Kane.
Keep a gun on these two while I search the beautiful lieutenant for weapons.
Right.
Good night. Now our friends are in a mess. If ever Killer Kane held the upper hand, it's now.